Are you desiring more out of life? More love, more connection, more experience, just more aliveness? Well, that is your soul calling you. And together, we are going to uncover those soul desires and help you bridge the gap between your physical life and your true soul self. Welcome to the Suddenly Spiritual Podcast. My name is Emily. I'm an intuitive, a psychic medium, and someone who recently and very suddenly awakened to spirituality. On this podcast, we are going to talk all about connecting with your soul to live your fullest, most beautiful life. We're going to talk about spirituality from the perspective of the everyday person. It's my goal that you feel seen and supported on this journey of discovering your soul and awakening to the incredible world of spirit. Let's get started. Hello, hello, my friends, and welcome back to the Suddenly Spiritual Podcast. It's me, Emily, your host, and I am so excited to have you here today, just like I am every week. Are you tired of me saying that? You might be. But anyways, it still rings true. I'm still excited to be here with you another week chatting about all of these incredible, magical, life-changing spiritual topics. I hope that you are getting so much out of this podcast. This is where I share everything that I'm learning from spirit, everything that I'm learning in my own spiritual connection, the lessons that spirit is bringing me, how I'm living them out in my life. And I just love getting to share them with you, knowing that these lessons are having an impact on your life. Because I've said it 1,000 times, but the messages, the philosophies, the teachings that spirit brings me, I know that they are not just meant for me, because my life has changed dramatically since I leaned into spirituality, since I leaned into connecting with spirit, since I leaned into connecting with my own soul. The change has been drastic, and it has all been for the better. My life is just so incredible now. It truly is. Not to say there's no challenges, because hello, we're humans. You're never going to escape that. But everything feels so much more in flow. It feels so much more purposeful. It feels like there's so much more meaning to my everyday. And that is what I want for you. That's what I want for everyone. And the magic of this is that I didn't have to go anywhere else to find this sense of fulfillment and this sense of purposefulness. I mean, I didn't have to go create it in the world. I didn't go have to find something to give me a sense of purpose. All of that was already within me. And it has been within me my entire life. I just didn't know how to connect with it or how to recognize it, or how to bring it into the forefront of my life, how to bring that purposefulness, that soul connection to the surface. So this podcast, one of my real main hopes and goals is to help you reconnect with your soul, help you to bring your incredible soul self to the surface, to your everyday life, so you can feel that deep connection with who you truly are. You can start living from that place, and then you can see the incredible transformation that it creates in your experience of your life. The answers that you are looking for, the fulfillment that you're desiring, the purposefulness that you know you are meant to have in this life, it's in there. It's already in there. It's inside of you. And I hope that by sharing what I am learning on this podcast, the lessons that I'm being brought to, that I help you get a little bit closer, or a whole freaking lot closer, to your soul self, to your true intention and purpose and mission of this incarnation, of this lifetime. We're doing big stuff over here. I hope when you click this episode, you were ready for some, some enthusiasm and a little bit of a deeper discussion, because I guess that's where we're going today. Welcome. Did I say welcome? Welcome back to the podcast. And I'm just really excited to have you here. Let's just dive in, because I'm already on a flow. So If you want to know a little bit more about me, Emily, scroll back to episode number one of the podcast where I talk about my intentions. I talk about my own spiritual awakening, about why this podcast is called Suddenly Spiritual. And if you want an introduction about me, just scroll right back there and I give you lots of details. But today, let's just dive in. So building on what I've already said, today we're talking about becoming a magnet for your desires. What does that mean? Well, when I say being a magnet for your desires, I want to talk to you about how you can live in a way where the things you desire are attracted to you, where you're not running around chasing everything, grasping at everything, forcing things, trying to mold your life in a very controlling way, but instead you get to stand right where you're at and be a magnet for those things you desire, for the life that you are looking to create. You attract it to you. That sounds magical, doesn't it? That sounds amazing. So let's talk about how we can create that in your life and where it really starts before we can even get into attracting our true desires and being that magnet. We have to know what our true desires are. We have to connect with those true soul desires so we know the kind of life that our authentic soul wants to create and wants to experience in this lifetime. And if you have not yet spent time connecting with your soul, discovering who you truly are on that deep core level, I really want to invite you to download my new free resource called the Meet Your Soul Mini Course. In the mini course, I walk you through connecting with your intuition, uncovering your desires, dreaming those great big desires, upgrading your inner dialogue so that you have the sense of confidence within. And we talk about cultivating your confidence so you can live in the world as this incredible, unique being that is you. There's only one of you. The world needs that magic, that light within you. And more than that, you need to experience the magic and the light within you. So if you're ready to dive deeper into who you truly are, in the show notes, there will be a link to grab my totally free Meet Your Soul mini course. So once you've connected with your soul, once you've uncovered, okay, this is what I want out of life. This is what my soul desires. How do we start making that a reality? How do we start making that actual transformation in our real physical world? Well, it's actually not that complicated how we start bringing in those desires into our life. The first thing that we have got to do is to start living as who we truly are. We've spent the time to recognize our soul, to recognize our soul desires, to recognize that uniqueness that exists within us. So the first thing we have to do before we even start calling in these big dream things that we want is to really nurture and embrace who we truly are at our core, at our soul. That is the first thing, is to embrace your true soul self. That's going to require you to create some compassion for yourself, to create some time for yourself, time for you to explore who you are, explore the things that bring you joy. Now, for you, maybe some of these things that bring you joy, that spark the light within your soul, are spending time outside in nature. Maybe it is being creative with your hands. You have a creative activity. Maybe it is writing, like you like to write stories, or it really fills you up to write in your journal. Maybe it's cooking. Maybe it is exploring different cultures. Maybe you are just so focused on learning and education. Whatever it is that sparks your soul, that brings you that joy, start doing it, my friend, even if this is not something that seems like it's on the path to the great big dream desire life that you have. Do the things that light you up, that bring you joy, that make you feel even more like yourself. The things that really enhance your you-ness. The things that celebrate who you are and that leave you feeling light and free and just so you. Doing these things is creating that magnetism that we're talking about. It's you being more of yourself. And when you're more of yourself, your light, your essence, your brightness shines out into the world. That is the beacon we are putting out. You are the lighthouse, and you shine your light by being more of yourself, by embracing yourself, by nurturing yourself, by doing the things that make you you. That's when your light shines out from the lighthouse, and then all of those desires that you have in this life, the things that you want to bring in, the things you want to create, they're going to see that light and they're going to be attracted to you. That's when you start bringing things into your life. Now, an aspect of this is really embracing the current life that you have. When we think about our big dream life, our big dream desires, that can feel so far away and it can feel so separate from where we are now. And sometimes when we dream about that great big dream life, what we end up doing is then feeling really crappy about our current life because we see the contrast between where we are and where we want to go. But if you are sitting feeling crappy about your current life, if you are thinking about how much everything sucks and you're not able to see the beauty in the moment right now, you're actually kind of repelling the things that you want. Instead of focusing on how your life is not what you want it to be yet, it's so important to kind of switch that narrative around and look in your life for how your life is already what you're desiring. Now, I'll give you an example because I think what I'm saying probably sounds kind of vague. But when I sat down probably a year ago or maybe even longer, one of the first times I sat down and I wrote out my dream life, my big dream life, one of the things that I really desired was to be more connected with nature, to have more connection with nature daily in my life. Like I wanted to spend more outside. I pictured myself living in a house surrounded by forests, surrounded by just a lot of land that I could explore, where I could just absorb the grounded feeling of being in nature. And that was my big dream. And I thought that it was something that was so far away. But one day I looked around my life and I realized I actually already have that. It's just in my life in a different way than I was picturing. My current home where I live, I have a really big backyard. My backyard has trees. My backyard behind my fence, in the back and in the sides, it's covered with trees. So when I go in my backyard, even though I live in the middle of a city, I'm like 2 minutes from Starbucks. Even though I live in the middle of the city, somehow I already have that feeling of space, of nature, of trees, of forests, even though I thought I had to move far away to get that. Additionally, I realized my neighborhood that I'm in, I actually have some trails going through the forest in my neighborhood. If I wanted, every day I could go walk that trail. I could go experience that every day right now. But I didn't realize that when I made my list of my big dream life. I thought, okay, someday in the future, maybe 30 years from now, I can move out into the country, or maybe 10 years or whatever. It just felt so far away, where I could move to a place where I had constant access to nature. And I only pictured it as this one specific way that I could have that. But I realized I actually have that in a lot of ways in my current life. And so what I did was I started really appreciating the way that I already had this big dream in my life. I started taking the opportunities to experience this thing I wanted to experience every day here in my own life. I realized I actually don't need to wait until I own the big farm to experience nature every day. I don't have to wait for that moment to go walk through the woods or feel a deep connection with nature, with trees. I didn't have to wait for that. I had it right now. But because I was so focused on this big dream, I wasn't able to appreciate the way it has already manifested for me. It has already been created in my current life. And I want you to think about your big dream life, your big dreams that you're wanting to bring into reality, the things that feel far away. Maybe for you, it's a desire to travel. Maybe for you, it's this big desire to own a business or to own a restaurant. Say your big desire is to own a restaurant because you love cooking. You love the art of creating meals, of designing different desserts or whatever it is. I want you to take that big dream. Think about what aspects of that are important to you. If we're going with the own a restaurant, maybe a big aspect that is important to you is that one of your love languages is cooking and providing food for people and providing nourishment for people. One of the things you really value and you love is maybe the creativity of coming up with new recipes or decorating desserts or whatever. Could you have that in your current life? Could you create that now? Think about that. I bet there are a lot of ways your big dream life has already started manifesting in your current reality. You're already magnetic. You are already magnetizing this big dream life to you. And when we start focusing on the ways those big desires are already present in our lives, we bring more of that into our life. We welcome more of it in. We invite more of it in. When we focus on it, we start to see more of it. And we start to recognize other ways that these big dreams are already here. Other ways that we can invite more of it in. And it's this openness to the way that it's going to be presented in our life. Because we might have a big dream for exactly how we want our life to look. But the steps we take to get there, it's not always going to make sense right away. It's not always going to be presented as this step-by-step path that makes exact sense to you of how it's leading you from right now to this big dream future. It's going to be presented in new ways, like my desire for nature when I realize like, oh, I don't actually have to own 10 acres of land in order to appreciate nature right now. I could just do that right now. There's nothing holding me back. And actually, I already have it in so many ways in my life. I am already so blessed in this way. Or with the cooking example, with the wanting to own a restaurant example. There are already so many ways that you are able to explore creativity in your cooking. There's already so many ways you're able to share this gift with people, that you're able to nourish people in your life. How can you expand that? How can you create more of that? What I've found is that when we dive really into those desires and seeing how we can create them in small ways in our current life, it opens us up to opportunities being presented to us, oftentimes from other people. With this restaurant example, what keeps coming to me is the fact that once we dive into those desires, once we allow ourselves to really experience it in our current reality, let's say that you really love designing cakes. You start doing that here and now. You let yourself go into it fully. even though you don't have a business plan, even though you're not quite sure how you're going to turn this into your career, into your side hobby, but you just start doing it. You offer to make cakes for people you know. You offer to do it for your friends, for your family. You just start making them for fun and sharing them on your social media. And guess what? As you're doing that, as you're leaning into it, people are seeing the amazingness that is you. And then that's when they're going to say, hey, can I hire you to do this? Hey, I know you're really into making cakes. I saw this opportunity that you would be interested in. Your opportunities will be brought to you when you show the universe, when you show the world that you are serious about it, when you show that, yes, this is my soul desire. This is something that I love and I want to bring it into the world and I'm going to do it because it brings me joy. And when other people see that, they're going to bring you more of it. They're going to say, hey, I saw you talking about this recently. I saw you share this thing recently. I saw this other opportunity that just seems like such a perfect fit for you. Or I read this book that I think you'll be really interested in. Or you should talk to this other person who is also interested in this thing. I think you guys would be really good friends. This is a way that the universe brings us what we need. This is a way that the universe brings us that next step. But when you just started sharing your cakes online, you didn't know that you were then going to be introduced to someone by a mutual friend who then became your business partner. Like, you can go anywhere, but you're not going to move forward to your desires unless you take some actions, unless you take some steps, unless you show the commitment that you have to the universe. Those opportunities can't be brought to you if you don't make those steps, if you don't invest that time, if you don't invest in yourself. Another thing that I want to bring up about this is that sometimes when we talk about these big dreams, these big desires, that big dream life, it can feel totally separate from our life right now. And I want you to know that it's not separate. It's not separate at all. That big dream reality that we have projected out into the future, it's not separate from where you are now. These are just two different points on your path through life, two different points on your soul journey. And where you are now is a point on the path to where you want to be. It's not two separate parts of your life. It's not two separate lives that you are going to live. You're here on the path now. The path to your desires is the one you are walking now. The lessons that you're learning now, the experiences that you're having, the skills you are picking up are things that are going to carry you forward on this path toward that big dream reality. It's all connected. It's all connected. Do you see that? And so when we think about our big dream desires, what I really want to impress on you is that they're not that far away. They're not that far away. And there are so many ways those desires are actually already in your life. So can you take a step back? Can you look at your current reality and see how that big dream life is kind of already here? The ways that it is already here in your day-to-day life. And how can you lean more into that? How can you show more commitment to those big dreams through your actions, through feeding your soul desires, through deciding to actually pursue these things that you love? And it doesn't have to be anything major. You don't have to take some huge step forward toward that big dream life. You just have to start making the time in your current day to show that interest, to feed that desire, to really build on that. And when we do this, what we're doing is not only building our future. Yes, we are building our future. We're building our way to that dream. But we're also building our connection with our soul, with our authentic self. We are showing ourselves that these desires we have are meaningful. They're important. They are something that we're going to put our time, our effort, and our value into. This is self-compassion at the highest point. This is self-love at the highest point. Putting time into the things that bring us joy simply because they bring us joy is the most beautiful and impactful act of self-love that you can do for yourself. And this is how you will build the most incredible relationship with yourself, with your soul. It's all connected. As we build that relationship with our soul, as we feed our soul the things that it needs, the experiences that it desires, the joy that it wants, our light, it shines out. Our soul shines out. We become that lighthouse, that beacon. And then those opportunities, those desires that we have, they are magnetized right back to us. We're pulling them in. And it's this loop, this never-ending circle of us welcoming more and more into our lives, of us going deeper, deeper into who we are, nourishing that part of us, shining out, more opportunities come in. You see, it's a cycle. It's ongoing always. And don't you want to jump on that cycle? Don't you want to jump on that path? It sounds incredible. So this is your opportunity. This is your invitation. Think about those big dream desires. Are they coming from your soul? Number one, are they your true soul desires? Once you've determined, yes, this is my soul desire, this is my big soul dream, look at your life and see how it's already existing in your life. See the little breadcrumbs of where this is already present in your life. And then make the commitment to lean into that more. Allow yourself to experience those desires right now and become a magnet for the most incredible life experience that's possible for you in this lifetime, for your unique expression that you're meant to have. I hope this episode is helpful for you. I hope you feel like you know the steps you need to take to become that magnet for your desires. And I cannot wait to chat with you again next week. I'm sending you so much love. Goodbye, my friends. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Suddenly Spiritual Podcast. I'm so grateful that I get to be part of your journey of spiritual expansion. If you enjoyed this episode, I would love it if you would leave a review for me on Apple Podcasts. It's a quick, free, easy way for you to support this podcast, and it helps me reach more people who are looking for support on their spiritual journey. You can find a link to leave a review in the show notes. Thank you so much, and I'll chat with you soon.